This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Diane Hills from My Brother's Table, the executive director. And Diane, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Thank you so much. It's nice to see you again and nice to have a chance to talk about the table.
All right. So we'll have some updated photos on this post, get some updates on a fundraiser happening later this month, coming up very soon. But so, Diane, let's get right to that. The Empty Bowls fundraiser at Lynn Museum.
Yep. It's the first time we've tried an Empty Bowls event. The way Empty Bowls events work is that folks come, they enjoy an evening with a simple meal. We have four different kinds of soups and chowder, bread and rolls and salad and dessert. And we'll have live music. Bentwater Brewing will have a cash bar at the event. And it's a chance for people to relax, enjoy the summer evening, but also it's a chance for people to think about their community and folks that might be hungry in their own community. And everyone who comes to the event will leave with a handmade ceramic bowl just as a memento of the event, but also a chance to remind them that there are people in the community that have bowls that are empty.
Well, I should follow up on the bowls first with you, Diane, but I'm going to the bent water thing first. I'm sorry, but that could be a good draw here for you for sure, huh?
Yep, and we have a band called The Distant Ships who will be playing at the event, and we'll have lawn games as well. So it should be a nice, relaxing evening. We also included with your ticket is admission to the museum. So folks who haven't been to the Lynn Museum will have a chance to see the exhibits there, and they're great. So all in all, it should be a fun night.
Absolutely. Great take, Lynn Museum. So tell me about the bowls. What's the story behind the bowls? Because they're coming from different people contributing bowls.
I think there are about 10 groups that produce the bowls for us. A number of area high schools, their ceramics classes, and then some local potters also made some bowls for us. And they're beautiful. They're all different shapes and sizes and colors, and there's definitely a bowl there that everybody would want.
We'll put some links up on there for donations, but also to get tickets for this event on the 18th. Anything else you want to say about the event itself on the 18th?
We're hoping for a nice turnout. I think it's the first time we've done this type of fundraiser. A lot of people remember our summer party where we had a lot of different restaurants and things like that. The restaurant industry hasn't quite bounced back where they have enough staff and the ability to do a big event like we used to do. But this is our hope. That this will be something people will enjoy as its own thing.
Yeah, no, I think then the Lynn Museum, just a great venue to do something like this. It really is. It's just a nice little event space for sure in that little courtyard they have as well that I'm sure you'll be utilizing as we've noted. All right, Diane, tell me about what is the latest update on My Brother's Table? Give our listeners as to what your mission is and what you've been doing here in the last several months.
Sure. So our mission is to nourish our community every day through free meals, hospitality, and unconditional love. And what we do is we provide free meals for people, and we do it in the simplest way possible. People can just come in and get what they need, and we don't really ask them a lot of questions. If they want to share their story with us, they can, but they don't have to share it in exchange for a meal. We've served this year, the first 6 months, we've served just under 500,000 meals, so we're assuming we'll probably serve about 900,000 meals this year. That's a lot. our meal count has stayed the same through the whole pandemic. We really haven't gone back to our pre-pandemic numbers.
Yeah, I know we talked not all that long ago about how your numbers bumped way up during the pandemic, but and what you're saying then, they've kind of leveled off at the pandemic level, basically, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of people who maybe didn't know what a soup kitchen was or had maybe scary ideas about what it was like, they got a chance to come here. Our chef does a great job. Her food is delicious. And I think people came here, tried it out, and realized that it was a resource that they could make use of. And we have a lot of new faces. And it's nice to know that people have tried it and maintained their desire to keep coming here, which is good for them that they know they have this here every day.
We'll put a donation link on this post for our listeners here and for the viewers of the post. But it's all driven by donations, what you do here, right?
Right. We're entirely privately funded. We don't get any government money. We do all our own fundraising, which is why we constantly have fundraisers and are always asking people to support us. But you know, it's a way of doing business that's probably a little bit harder for us, but it's also a way that we can preserve the way of doing our work, which is to provide hospitality, which means we treat people like our guests and that we want them here and we don't want to have to ask them a bunch of questions and also like screen out some people or screen in others. Oh, yeah. That really doesn't fit our mission. So, so we raise our own money and we spend it in a way that we think makes a lot of sense for this community.
Are you doing other services here in the building now that you were doing pre-pandemic? I know there are some other things going on here, but pandemic probably impacted those services. But are there things other than meals?
Sure. We have a clinic space off of our dining room, and that space is used by Lynn Community Health Center. We have a nice partnership with them where they provide healthcare services 3 days a week out of our facility. And we do a lot of work with just talking to our guests about their health issues, trying to ease them back into the health system. Some of them have had some, scary or bad experiences with the health system. So by coming here to get a meal and bumping into the nurse practitioner or one of the outreach workers, it gives them a chance to really, learn to trust some of these providers and share what their struggles are with those people.
Yeah, well, tell me more about your staff and volunteers, how that all works, and because you got to be dedicated to deliver services here.
So we're open since the pandemic. We're open 6 hours a day during the week and 2.5 hours on the weekends. So we're open a lot, and we use a lot of volunteers for that reason. We probably go through, before the pandemic, probably about 3,000 or 4,000 volunteers a year. Now we're probably about 1,000 volunteers. There's definitely a lot less folks out there that are available for volunteering, but the folks that we have coming in really seem to enjoy it and find it's a good way to spend an afternoon or an evening. And we really enjoy having different folks, especially in the summertime. We see a lot of college kids who are away during the year, and they come in, and it's just nice to see families volunteering and church groups and other groups.
Diane, anything else you want to share with us, either about the fundraiser or about the goings-on here at My Brother's Table?
The thing that we have coming up, which is pretty exciting for us, is we're redoing our dining room. So we've been sending meals to go through the whole pandemic, and what we're going to do is redesign the space so that we have a dine-in area, but we also have a takeout area so that folks that find takeout is easier for them and their families, we'll continue to do that, but we'll also have seating inside with tables where people can sit and have a conversation or kind of just get out of the weather.
Well, that case of point of information for our listeners then, it was all eat in before the pandemic, and then during the pandemic it was all takeout, and so now you're kind of doing some kind of a combination, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that will be, it's a nice way of acknowledging that people have different needs when they come here. And some people really need the socializing and the ability to just relax and have a conversation. And other people just need their food and they need to get going. So we're trying to meet both of those needs.
Diane, thanks for all you and your staff do here. And we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Great. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Yeah. Diane Hills, the executive director of My Brother's Table in Lynn.